Nehemiah chapter 9. On the 24th day of this same month, the Israelites gathered together. They were fasting and wearing sackcloth, and they had dirt on their faces. Those of Israelite descent had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood and confessed their sins and the guilt of their ancestors. They stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day. And for another quarter, they confessed their sins and worshiped the Lord their God. Then Jeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shabaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenani stood on the stairs for the Levites and cried out in a loud voice to the Lord their God. The Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, "Stand up, bless the Lord your God, who is from eternity to eternity. May they bless your glorious name, which is more exalted than all other blessing and praise. You are the Lord, you alone. You made the heavens, the highest heavens, and their entire army, the earth and everything that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You sustain life in all of them, and the army of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram. You brought him from Ur of the Chaldeans, and you gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart to be faithful before you. You made the covenant with him to give to his descendants the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites. You kept your word because you are righteous. You saw the oppression of your ancestors in Egypt. You heard their cry at the Red Sea. You performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his officials, and against all the people of his land, because you knew that they were acting arrogantly against Israel. You made a name for yourself, as it remains to this day. You split the sea in front of them, and they passed through the middle of it on dry ground. You threw their pursuers into the depths like a stone into mighty waters. With a pillar of cloud you led them by day, and with a pillar of fire by night, which lit up for them the way they were to travel. You came down to Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven. You gave them upright judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath. You gave them commandments, statutes, and the law by the hand of your servant Moses. You gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and you made water come out of a rock for their thirst. Then you told them to go and take possession of the land that you swore to give them. But they and our ancestors acted arrogantly. They became stiff-necked and would not listen to your commands. So they refused to listen, and they did not remember your wonders that you did for them. They became stiff-necked and appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God who is forgiving, merciful, and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. So you did not abandon them. However, they made a cast metal calf for themselves and said, "This is our God who brought you up from Egypt." And they committed great blasphemies. But in your abundant compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud did not depart from above them or stop leading them on their way. By night, the pillar of fire did not stop lighting the way that they should go. You gave them your good spirit to give them insight. So you did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and you gave them water for their thirst. You sustained them for 40 years in the wilderness. They did not lack anything. Their clothing did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.